Well, it looks like it's 7:30, if my watch is correct. I want to welcome you here this evening as we begin in the Lenten season. It's a time of thinking and self-examination. And I hope that the message and the scripture tonight will help you as we try to do a self-examination. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together tonight. We hope that you will fill us with your spirit, with your strength, and let us share the love that you have for us to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, our scripture comes from the 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse through the 9th. This is one of Paul's letters to the Corinthians. He is not there at the time he writes this letter. He writes it and it is sent to the Corinthians. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you're disqualified. But I trust that you will know that you are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but we should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified, for we can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. For our Heavenly Father to touch, let us think on that scripture, think what Jesus wants us to do. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that you are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. I'm hoping that Many of you experienced some things that I experienced as I was growing up. Lent was always a time that my mother used to say, "All right, David, what are you going to give up for Lent this year?" I just loved peanut brittle. So I would give up peanut brittle for 40 days. That was something for a child, but there was more of a lesson that we needed to learn, and we still, many of us often need to learn. Giving up something for Lent for 40 days, and then to start up again as soon as the 40 days is over, was not exactly what Jesus or the disciples meant. Things were not the object. I'm giving up Lent for Lent this year. At least the way the church so often does Lent. The Lord is not interested in what I give up for just 40 days and return to it. He's interested in me giving up the sins in my life, which will make Easter much more joyous. You know, Jesus didn't fight for Roman authority to try to get legislation passed that would keep people from sinning. He didn't form any study groups or publish any of those vital teachings. Jesus did fast and pray throughout all of his ministry. He did deny himself. He did sacrifice all. Would you be willing to go beyond the comfortable level of self-sacrifice you normally observe in order to more closely imitate Jesus, in order to prepare your heart for Easter? It's highly likely that your time of self-denial will result in some extra time on your hands. If you're giving up shopping, preparing elaborate meals, video games, television, web surfing, or any of the number of the other indulgences that you will likely discover, just how much time you waste. Would you be willing to spend some of that time in self-examination? Now, I want to warn you, real, honest-to-goodness self-examination is not pretty. And it doesn't feel good. Most of us can identify with the faults of others, and most of us can identify all the faults in our spouse. We don't see anything wrong in us necessarily in our self-examination. You know, whenever I used to do marriage counseling, you can count on initial settings always starting out this way, and it was the same way. My husband or my wife does this. They always act like this or like that. They don't speak kind. After a long list, I then ask them to identify what they have done wrong to lead to the point of requiring marriage counseling. The response is usually the same. Me, I'm the angel in this relationship. Then I have to remind them that 1/3 of the angels were cast out of heaven. So the question becomes, is Lent a time of self-denial? Jesus speaks to us through through his word, and he tells us that Lent is a time of self-denial, a time to give up something. But Jesus isn't concerned in our giving up the TV or not to eat meat, no movies. That's not what he's concerned about. He's concerned with what's going on in our hearts. Lent is a time to give up the sins in our lives. We all know we are sinners. We have sins. Not the things in our life, but the sins. It's time to give up the sin of hypocrisy. Acting like a Christian on the outside, but being proud and self-centered on the inside. Lent is time to give up the sin of duplicity, being a Christian on Sundays, but not necessarily during the week. It's time to give up the sin of being lethargic. Someday I'll get my act together spiritually. I'm too busy with other things. Lent is a time of mourning, solemnness, sadness in the Lenten season. Self-examination is crucial. An individual's response to the call for purposeful reflection on one's needs for God is an important factor in choosing a discipline with which to actively observe Lent. Fasting is not an appropriate discipline for everyone. The purpose of Lenten discipleship is to strip away those things which clutter our life or impede one from being in close relationship with God. Therefore, much of what we do is not appropriate because after 40 days, we go back to the TV, to restaurants, eating meat, shopping, or whatever it is we sacrifice for only 40 days. Lent then is also a time for people to experience and reflect on the sufferings of Jesus in light of the personal sin and unrighteousness. What is Lent? Lent is like that man who stood in the back of the temple. Do you remember the story? He was watching the Pharisee saying, "Thank you, Lord, I'm not like them." Lent is the man who was in the back of the church, looked down on the ground, and prayed to God, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Lent's a time for us to be like that man in the back of the church. Lent's a time to give up our sinful habits. Lent's a time for us to give up our sinful attitudes, and it's a time for us to stand before God and ask Him to forgive us. Lent is a time for us to stand before God and wash our sins away. Lent is a time for us to stand before God and that He can empower us to turn away from our sinful past and to live new lives that are dedicated to His glory. Lent's an attitude of honesty and humility as we confess our sins to God. But Lent is also an attitude of relief and joy, knowing that our sins have been forgiven, and seek to serve God with our lives. The 40 days are a time for you to look deep into your heart, to think about your life and how you've been living it. What sin are you going to give up for Lent and then for the rest of your life? Jesus promises to empower you to live a new life that glorifies Him, but also you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, let us reflect on our lives, our thoughts. We know that Jesus died for us on the cross. We know that he promised that believing on him, we shall not die but have everlasting life. But let's see if we, in our small human way, can open our hearts and our minds to each other, to God, and to ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.